This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? I am Lee Hammack, the diagnosed self-aware narcissist known as mental illness, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, and also validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers from said disorder and a lot of toxic traits and things like that. Today's episode is going to be about how sometimes the new supply just provides a clean slate. Like, literally, why does narcissist discard you? Why did I get discarded? Why did they just leave me with the kids? Why did they just bat me? I get it. I understand. Those are a lot of questions. Sometimes your relationship, like this, y'all, please let me go and preface this. These are just analogies and metaphors. These are not real. Narcissistic robot resetting. Doesn't want to offend anyone. Rebooting. Less offensive. Power backup in less offensive mode. But seriously, a lot of times narcissistic people, y'all, in the simplest terms as possible, the relationship, y'all relationship is now dirty. Because there's like, what I mean by dirty is the fact that a lot of times the relationships are on and off for an extended period of time. There's been a lot of lying. There's been a lot of hurt. There's been a lot of pain. There's been a lot of manipulation. There's been a lot of unhappiness and distrust and mistrust and things like that. There are so many moving pieces in here, y'all. It's like, literally, seriously, there's so many moving pieces. There's a lot, so much mistrust and things like that. The relationship, it doesn't feel the same anymore. And you don't feel like, let's just keep it real, y'all. You don't, on and off for an extended period of time, even you yourself, don't feel the same about this relationship anymore. But guess what? At least you got your man. At least you got your woman, right? That's how a lot of people get into these relationships. At least I got my boo back. Looking stupid as hell. Just like, I got my boo back. Didn't cheated on me. Gave me STD. Got somebody, had babies by everybody else. Got my boo back. I'm winning. Now your relationship is like, quote unquote, dirty. And that's not me chastising people. I'm just saying how people look when you got here bragging on being with a toxic, hurt, manipulative person that you done told all your friends and family about. Now you bash this person, now you back with them. Yikes. I'm just saying. And sometimes the relationship gets so dirty, the back and forth. We've been on and off for 10 years. We done broke up like 18, 19 times. Like, see, feel like every couple of months, we break up. They go out there and cheat. They go do what they want to do. And they come back. They always come back to me. That's like, y'all be bragging. They always come back to me. They always leave you too, though. I'm just saying, y'all break up. You're on and off. So the relationship has a lot of, there's a lot of baggage in the relationship now. The relationship has a lot of baggage, a lot of hurt, a lot of trauma, you know, to unpack. There's so many moving pieces in these relationship dynamics. There's a lot going on here. You see what I'm saying? So you get caught up in them, and it's hard for you to leave. And then, like I said, the narcissist finds somebody else, and they just leave you for somebody else. They leave you and start giving everything that you've been asking them to do to someone else. Because guess what? Here goes the survivor, victim, thriver, whatever stage you're in. You started getting mad as hell because you kept forgiving them for doing horrible stuff. And the narcissist is like, you didn't have to forgive me. That's on you. They'll look you directly into your face and tell you, that's on you. It's on you for being so forgiving. Stop forgiving me. Like, I'm not going to forgive you for doing the same things that you did. I would not forgive you for doing the same things to me that I did to you. I wouldn't. You know they wouldn't. But you keep forgiving them, right? Your codependency kicks in. You keep giving, forgiving them. The empath part of you keeps kicking in, and you keep forgiving them. You keep giving them more and more and more. Trying to get this person to love you, trying to get this person to care about you, trying to get this person to stay with you and take you back. You want to prove that you're a ride or die, and end up looking silly as hell when they leave you for somebody else and they start treating the next person better. Why did they treat the next person better? Because now it's a clean slate. This next person has no idea who I am for real. Guess who does? You. Because we've been together so long, have been through so much BS. I've put you through so much BS. That narcissistic person, toxic person, has put you through so much BS. And you stayed through it. You forgive them through it. And now it's so much baggage. The new supplies are like, damn, it's fresh over there. The grass isn't greener. It's just a different yard. It's the same grass. Like, this is, it's the same grass. It's just a divider in between. I'm jumping over the fence. It's the same grass. It's just different grass. Clean grass. Like our relationship yard has broken swing sets. You know what I mean? It has an old car, an old beat up Chevy they're sitting on blocks. We got an old school bus in the back. Then it's overgrown. They ain't been cut in years. You know what I mean? Our relationship yard, quote unquote yard, looks awful. But guess what? This neighbor's yard over here looks great. It's clean. There's no baggage. There's nothing over here. So I can just move into this and be free. They just provide a clean slate. Y'all keep going. And some of y'all like the toxic shit. Keep it real. Some of y'all like some people like toxic stuff. You might like, so that's why I said a lot of people, even, yes, the narcissist needs to go to therapy. But the person who's dealt with the narcissist for a long time, who kept going back, you also need to go to therapy as well. Because yes, you also need to understand why you put up with this for so long. Why you kept forgiving them for cheating on you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why you can't forgive them for giving you STD? Why you can't forgive them for being emotionally and sometimes physically abusive to you? Why do you keep forgiving them? You see what I'm saying? You can blame them all you want to, but it all the arrows points back to you. I'm just saying, like, the narcissist, their arrow is already pointed at you. Like, yep, it's on you. It's your fault. You didn't have to take me back. You didn't have to forgive me. You did that. That just shows me you didn't really forgive me. You never really cared about it. That's why I left you for this person. And I'm saying, and y'all look at it and y'all get mad. I'm just saying, of course, it's going to hurt. It's supposed to hurt. It's going to hurt you to watch them giving. And if I tell you, I tell people to turn off the narcissist TV. Lee, what's the narcissist TV? It's social media. It's anything that's connected to them. Stop watching them. Because yes, they're going to make the next person happy. Yeah, why? So this is even narcissist or not. You don't start off a relationship on the wrong foot. Hey. Let me go and spill beans of who I really am. No! You're going to put their best foot forward and going to treat the other person good to get them to fall for them. This clean slate looks better over here. Y'all relationship, like I said, y'all relationship, it's just got a lot of stuff in it. This was our relationship. Everybody else sees it. Our relationship, me and your relationship, we're the neighbor that don't cut the grass, got used, beat up cars in the front yard. They, you know, got the roof got holes in it. There's a tarp on the roof. The grass is overgrown. There's weeds everywhere. There's deer eating the grass. There's that damn a bear in the backyard. There's the old fences laying down. It's like rusty. The windows busted. Our yard and house is beat the hell up. So they're going to leave you with somebody else. But guess what? You stayed through it because you wanted to show them how dedicated you are to them. You stayed through it because you want to show them that you're a ride or die. And you will stay through thick and thin and whatever. That makes you look. That just makes you. And they know if they leave you that they can come back. They'll leave you, and they'll leave you to somebody else to go to this new yard or whatever, because it's a clean slate, clean yard, new house or whatever. And guess what? Y'all be broken for a long time. You'll start to rebuild. You go out there and cut your yard. You can get rid of all those junk cars, all that trauma they put you through. You cut the grass. You weed. You done planted some trees, flowers, shrubbery. The deer gone. You got a new fence, everything, new roof, all this stuff. Your stuff is starting to look good. You starting to heal, right? And guess what? The narcissist, the next yard is dirty as hell. They got used cars over there. So guess what? Your yard looks clean now. I'm coming back to you. Y'all let them back into your life, and the same thing happens over and over again. Used cars, hole in the roof, windows busted out, and you had just got your life together. Stop allowing people access. I don't hate them, though, Lee. How do I hate them? You don't have to hate people to move on from them. You can love people from a distance. Y'all hear me say this all the time. You can love them from a distance. You can love them from across the street. Hey, I still love you. I just can't allow access to you because you hurt me. Boom. Boom. And y'all can do it too. You can do it. So many people get into these situations where you know you can do it. You just give up on you just give up and give in because this is the person you want. Y'all done been through so much. So ask yourself this question right here, y'all. Well, did you go through it together? Or did they put you through it? Shout out to Matt Pfeiffer coaching for that gem of a line right there, y'all. Did you go through it together? Or did they put you through it? Ask yourself that question right there. Because a lot of people get caught up in these situations and things like that. You got to understand that sometimes you stay through the BS because you thought at the end of the yellow brick road there'll be the genie or whoever it was, the wizard of Oz will send you home. No, you're standing Oz, Dorothy, Toto, Tin Man, y'all standing Oz. You don't get to fly back home. Take your power back. Take it back. You can take it back. You can stand in your truth. You can take your power back. You absolutely can. So many people get caught up in these situations, but you understand that you can do it. You absolutely can. You can. You have to empower yourself to be able to do it, because you have to understand that the new supply just might provide a clean slate. They might not be more educated than you. They might not look better than you. But even if they do, guess what? It's still just a clean slate. Clean up your yard. Get the used cars out of here. Clean that mess up. Cut the grass. Put a new roof on there. Go get that degree. It's time to boss up. Seriously, y'all. Empower yourself. Y'all, so they treat the new person better. Of course they are. Why wouldn't they? Now you get to treat you better. You just do. Baby steps are still steps. Y'all see newborns walking? Newborns, baby steps are still steps. They empower themselves and they keep moving forward, y'all. So you can as well. So you have to empower yourself. You have to take the correct steps forward, because if you don't, guess what? You're going to get ran over and you're going to get ran through, and you'll be mad as hell at the end of the, you're going to be mad as hell at the end of the flagship, y'all. Anyway, I'm going to wrap this up real quick, y'all. In-person workshop, September 24th, 2022. Me, Ben Taylor, Raw Motivations, workshop in-person, 13 seats left, mentalhealness.net, narcavengers.com. You can check out narcavengers.com. October 15th, live in-person meet and greet. Workshop, Austin, Texas, November 19th, Toronto, Canada. Stay tuned for more. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, Mental Illness is out. Peace.